Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. The accolades continue for Little Prince Micro Cinema and Lounge, and Lee Cooney joins us in studio. Lee, how are you feeling these days?
I'm great, Jamie.
Thank you. Yeah, feeling really good.
So let's talk about, everybody's shared it, everybody's talked about it, a new accolade or a new distinction for Little Prince. What's this about?
So Time Out, which is like a global online magazine content provider, recently put together a list of what they consider to be the 50 most beautiful cinemas in the world, and we found ourselves on there at number 16.
Okay.
Amongst some majestic movie houses, and then us.
Now, was this a surprise? Did this come out of left field for you? Or?
Yeah. They did contact me a while ago and asked me some questions. I'm familiar with Time Out in as much as I've read some of their other lists and looked at some of their other like destination pieces. But they asked me some questions, some technical thing. Didn't tell me what it was or why they were asking. I was like, yeah, sure. We get a lot of emails. A lot of people ask questions. So I thought maybe whatever it was. So I just sent them their answer. And then it was months later that this came up and people started sending me emails.
Well, it's well deserved. I mean, that's great. That's fantastic news.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It really does. It really is about the experience, right? The ambiance that, the wallpaper, the time period, all the details. So to have someone come along and, because we didn't have to do all that, obviously, right? We can sit a bunch of people in front of a screen, but to be able to have someone come along and say like, wow, yeah, that's, somehow we consider you on par, at least stylistically, with these, majestic palaces of filmmaking, it feels really good.
Yeah, and I think that's it right there. I mean, stylistically, you are on par with these cinemas. It's a small little place, but I'm telling you, stylistically, it's on par for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, that's where we drew our inspiration from, right? When we were building it, I knew it was small, but I really wanted it to look like a tiny movie theater. And, so I started, I had a certain era I was going for, right? Early 20th century, even maybe late 19th century. So we start looking that up. And of course, everything from that time period is, it's just over the top. And, and again, very detail oriented and, so very majestic. So yeah, for us to be able to, it made sense, I guess, to borrow from that time period. And then, of course, it looks similar to that, but on a very, very small scale.
Yeah. Now, again, you still have it's the Guinness Book of World Records. Is that the smallest theater?
That's correct. Yeah. We have the world's smallest purpose-built cinema is what they call it.
Yeah. Okay.
Smallest cinema in the world.
And I still remember watching Stephen Colbert and just couldn't believe when the Little Prince was spotlighted.
Yeah, right.
That was amazing.
That incredible. Felt, honestly, I literally thought someone's emailed me and they're like, oh, said something about Stephen Colbert. I was like, wouldn't that be great? Though Stephen Colbert, they're like, no, it was on last night,
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was awesome. I mean, he uses this as like the run up to a joke about how bad the movie was. it's so bad it couldn't fit in, they couldn't fill the world's smallest movie theater.
Right.
But I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, like who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
Especially, we applied for the Guinness thing because we thought it'd be fun, having no idea that it would. I think, honestly, the news kind of came at a time when people really needed that, right? Mm. It was like the two-thirds of the way into the pandemic and it's just people just wanted something positive.
Yeah.
Some sweet news, and it was just, and it was the right time, the right thing for, so people really latched onto it.
Yeah, well,
so.
What a great idea. What a great success story the Little Prince Micro Cinema and Lounge has been on Wellington Street. And I still run into folks that have been there just for the first time and just rave about it. And a reminder that you're having screenings all the time.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, 6 days a week. Seven if people want it. Because, oftentimes we... the majority of what we do is private bookings at this point. So we do like maybe six or seven ticketed events like a regular movie theater throughout the week. But we're so small, people just want the whole thing. They choose their own movie. So we're there every day. And if there's demand for it, then we're there longer hours, basically. We're always running something. We have people come in who do special presentations, movies that they love. They do a little, talking engagements at the beginning. There's so much going on all the time. But when we're so small, it really does fly under the radar. There are people who walk past by us like the last 2 years on a daily basis. And they're like, oh, how long have you been here?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I think a few years, actually. And they're like, oh, my God, I never noticed before. So, I mean, we are getting to the point now where obviously just word of mouth, people just generally know we're somewhere, even if they don't know exactly where. But it is very small and easy to oversee. So,
well, congratulations on this. And we got to, we're in spring. We got summer coming up. Anything on the horizon coming up? Of course, many more screenings and whatnot.
Right. Of course. Yeah. No, we honestly, I have to focus my energy. So we're opening a second location in Cambridge, in the Gaslight District in Galt. And so that's where I'm going to be focusing all of my energy.
Wow.
So we're just going to coast along. I am going to probably expand our hours and do more like matinees during the day for kids once the summer comes. So we'll be there longer hours. But otherwise, yeah, we're going to be trying to juggle two little locations, two very similar. So
the second location in Galt, is that happening this summer?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. Wow. It's done. It's built. I'm totally finished. I just am waiting for some permits to get closed up, and then we'll open the doors.
So hopefully fantastic. In spring.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So great news. Again, Little Prince at Micro Cinema and Lounge, located on Wellington Street, right in downtown Stratford. Do check it out. What an amazing, immersive experience. And Lee Cooney, congratulations and hats off to everybody involved.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate that.